the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you today about your website, because we speak to a lot of people about their websites, and one of the first questions we ask them after, do you actually have a website, is how many visitors do you get? And you would be absolutely amazed how many people have zero idea as to how many visitors you're even getting, let alone where those visitors actually find you. What are the key words that people are typing on Google to find your website, for example? I think that's pretty useful information. The fact that you might know that 78% of your visitors come from Facebook, I think that's really useful. And knowing that, you know, say 70% of people who land on your website are first-time visitors, and how can you increase that so you get more repeat visitors? All that stuff is really, really important. And so this podcast really is about website growth, but in order to grow, you need to first of all track. So where are you on your website stuff? Now, this could be a complicated matter for some people because they're not overly technical. But actually, you know, finding out how many visitors you're getting to your website is a really important aspect. And so you need to go back to your hosting company or the people who've created your website, or find a way of just tracking really basic stats. You know, we use Jetpack, for example, on WordPress. It's just a plugin, plugs into WordPress, and then you can go to the dashboard and you can see how many visitors you're getting and where they've come from. You'd be amazed how many visitors we get from social media, for example. We don't really focus a lot on search engine optimization, but we get an awful lot coming from social media, like Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, for example. So that's your first step, is you go start tracking where those visitors are. Now, look, to begin with, it doesn't matter if you're only getting one a day, or 20 a day, or 1,000 a day. It doesn't really matter. What matters and what's really important is that you actually know how many people you're actually getting on a daily basis. Really, really important, because then when you know how many people you're getting, then you can start looking at methods that will increase the number of people back to your website. So look, it's really obvious. If 100 people walk into my shop and I sell one item for every 100 people, and if I want to sell 10 items a day, then obviously I need to increase the number of people coming into my shop by 10. So I go from 100 people a day to 1,000 people a day. Now, when I had my old lettings agency, we actually got 35,000 visitors every single month, which is a phenomenal. That's like more than 1,000 people every single day running through your shop. And we grew off the back of that. You know, it was really powerful for us. Now, in the coaching niche, which is what we're in, we don't get anywhere near as much as that. And it's not even that it bothers me that we don't get, you know, a couple of thousand a day, for example. That doesn't bother me at all. What's important is that relative to our niche, we actually get quite a lot. And what's also important is that we're constantly driving people back to our website off social media. So, like, for example, you might be listening to this podcast on our website. A lot of people do. We get about 40% of people who listen to podcasts actually sit there whilst it's on the website. It might be on their mobile device still, but it's still through the website specifically and not an app. Everybody else is downloading it onto like iTunes and Stitcher and all those other apps that are available to listen to podcasts on. But we get a fair percentage of people actually listening to them off our website. And so they're on our website for quite some time. Now, actually, indirectly, that helps our search engine rankings, because Google looks at that and goes, wow, people staying on this website for a long time. That must be good content. Let's up them on the search engine rankings. Now, this stuff takes time. You know, it doesn't happen instantly overnight. But look, if you're getting 50 visitors a day, how can you double that? How can you get up to 100 people a day? And if you're getting 100, how can you get 200? If you're getting 200, how can you get 400? Can you send an email out to your list that then drives people back to your website? The more time that people spend on your website, on average, the more business you're going to get to close, because the more time they spend on your website, the more time people are liking what you do. They're reading your content, listening to your voice, watching your videos. And so what happens when people like you? They start to trust you. And when they start to trust you, then they're looking ready to buy. And some of this is about them getting further proof that what you do can actually help them with whatever the product is. So like for me, it's either property coaching or business coaching. So the more podcasts that we do and the more that people listen to them, the more that they like who we are and what our message is and our values, our core values are. But also then when they have a problem and they think, oh, Dan can solve that, then guess where they come? And that only happens because we're spending more time interacting with the content that we put out there. So first of all, you've got to start looking at how many visitors you're actually getting to your website. Then you've got to start looking at what are the methods that you can start distributing content. And hopefully you're embedding this content on your website. You know, so you've got articles, you've got videos, and you've got audio. There's nothing else. There's no other methodology of getting people access to your content via something online other than articles, audio, and video. You could say, well, there's offline and speaking gigs, but that's offline. That's not online. What we're referring to is online stuff. How can I speak to 1,000 people a day living in Spain? Well, quite easy, because there are podcasts and our video numbers. And so that's how we're driving people back to our website all the time. People actually feel like they know me, even though they've never met me, because of the audio, because of the video. If you're listening to this right now, there's a good chance you're starting to feel that you know who I am. Now, if you've listened to every single podcast that we've done, then you know exactly who we are and what we're about. And that's how we close business. And so how are you closing business? So we've been creating videos for about 5 years now, and 2016 was actually the very first year we created a lead, which we closed from YouTube. That person solely found us on YouTube, because we asked people, how did you find us? YouTube, I've watched all your videos. I'm like, have you seen our podcast? Yeah, I've just discovered those. They actually did a search on YouTube and found us from that. Now, they would never have found us. That was a $5,000 client, by the way. So they would never have found us unless our videos were out on YouTube. And we got lots of clients who found us on podcasts. Podcasts, we've only been doing them since June 2015. So less than 2 years, about 18 months we've been doing them. And podcasting's worked really well. But again, it's about getting your message out to as many people as you can. So look, with the website stuff, this is what you've got to start doing. You've got to start getting obsessed with the visitor numbers. So you've got to start looking at how many people, on average, are visiting your website a day. Like, you might have peaks and troughs, okay? So one day you might have 20, another day you might have 100. But we want the average. And so actually, per day, you might want to start looking at monthly averages if you're getting really low numbers. If you're getting bigger numbers, you might want to look at weekly numbers. And then also, when you're getting an increased amount of numbers, you want to start looking at daily visits. What can you do right now to drive someone back to your website? The more people that go back to your website, the more chance you're going to have at actually closing them. So let's just give you like a 6-step process that will help you with this. Okay, so step one, you're going to start driving traffic to your website. So the traffic could come from you writing articles, creating audio such as this, or creating videos, and then you embed it onto your website, and then you go to social media and you say, I've just done an audio. By the way, you could take this audio and upload it into SoundCloud. You could take the embed code from SoundCloud and embed it directly into your website. That's really easy. It's not going to cost you any money, just a little bit of technical know-how. Really easy to do. So then you can drive traffic to it. So then what you do is you go to Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and you go, I've just created this awesome piece of content. It's in audio format. You can download it directly to your mobile device so you can listen to it. But it's on our website. This is the link. And you have a nice little image, and people click the image, takes them to the link, and now they're back on your website. So that's step one, right? Step two, you've got to have some sort of opt-in box with a lead magnet. Now, one of the opt-in boxes that we use quite successfully, actually, is the podcasting box. You land on our website, it says, do you want to download our latest podcast? You can put yes or no. If you put yes, you put your email address in. Now we've captured an email address, so we can start marketing to that person via email. And if they put no, then that's fine as well. We also put a tracking pixel onto that, by the way, so that then when we go back on Facebook, if we choose to, we can actually follow them around Facebook with little adverts, and the adverts can be download the latest podcast. So we can do that. So the next bit is you've got to start providing lots of types of content, and we're talking about audio, articles, and videos. The more audio, articles, and videos you create, the more content it is, the more you can drive traffic back to your website. So then you can start to begin to build value via email, and you can start to invite them to join you on social media. And all of this, by the way, you know, it's not like a flowchart where you do one and then you do the other and then this is the result. Because it's like you're going to meet some people who've just got you on there, who are just on your email list, but they don't know you exist on social media. So you want them on social media so they get to see both. You got other people who just have you on podcasts who don't know you on social media, so you get them on social media. You have some people on social media, you want them on your podcast and on your email list. So that when you send something out, one way or another, they're going to be able to get to find out what it is that you're doing and listen to the value that you're giving. Step five, simply watch for those numbers increase back on your website, and you've got to start tracking them. Tracking is the key here. They did an experiment, by the way, where they got people who were losing weight just to simply take pictures of their food or write down what they were eating. And the people that took pictures or wrote down what they were eating actually lost weight over a longer period of time than those people that didn't. Simply tracking will change your visitor numbers, because now you're starting to get consciously aware as to what's going on. And then the final bit here is you've got to ensure you've got to have some sort of conversion mechanism. So people are on your mailing list, they're on your YouTube videos, they're watching you, listening to you on podcasts, they see you on social media. So then it's a case of, why not fill in this form and see if you want to work with me? That's a conversion mechanism. Then we get them onto a phone call, we call it a strategy session. And then during that session, we can work out whether we can, one, help them, two, whether they want to work with us, and three, whether we want to work with them, and four, whether they can afford our services. That's it. And then we close them, either to, or let's rephrase that from a close to a qualify. We'll either qualify them in, and yes, they become a client, or we qualify them out because either we don't want to work with them, or we're not a good match, or they haven't got the money to work with us, or whatever that happens to be. So it all starts from getting those visitor numbers sorted out on your website. So step one of the immediate thing to do straight after this podcast is to go back onto your website and go and find out your visitor numbers, not just today, but what have happened for every single month for the last 12 months. And if you can get every week for the last 52 weeks, that would be awesome too, and you can see the peaks and troughs. And then you can even analyse what articles or what podcasts or what videos, what content is actually producing the most visits back to the website. You can go and produce more of that type of content. All right, a really short podcast today, less than 12 minutes, which is pretty cool, but really good, valuable information that you can go and take an action upon immediately. All right, I hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latta. We'll speak to you on the next one. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.